Well, hello everyone and everybody and all the people out there. You're probably wondering what this is about. Well, on yesterday's show, we didn't really have too much time to get into all the award nominations and stuff like that, mainly the SAG Awards. And if you don't know, I am a SAG member, so I figured I would just do a separate show to list all the nominees and give you my thoughts on who may possibly win or who I would like to win. So, we have the SAG Awards nominations 2017 list, which I'm going to go through, and I'm just really going to go through the movie section, not so much the TV, because I don't really give a fuck about TV. No, I'm just playing. I don't really watch TV that much. Well, I don't watch TV at all, so, because I'm watching all these fucking movies, that's why. But either way, though, let's kick it off now with the SAG Award nomination 2017. Sounds so prestigious, and everybody knows that. Well, I take it everybody don't know, actually, but most people think that the Golden Globes is like the precursor of saying, oh, if you win that, you'll win the Oscar. Golden Globes ain't nowhere near fucking close to the Oscar. Golden Globes is a fucking joke. It's usually the SAG Awards. Whoever win those awards are usually the ones who tend to go on to win the Oscar. And with outstanding performance by a male actor in a leading role, you got Casey Affleck as Lee Chandler in Manchester by the Sea, which is an Amazon studio film, which Amazon, oof, they have really stepped their game up in this digital marketing and far as theatrical release films as well, too. They have been taking home some Emmys with Transparent, and they seem to be wanting to take home probably their first Oscar, if I'm not mistaken, for a theatrical full-release film. They got Andrew Garfield, Desmond Doss, Hacksaw Ridge, Lionsgate. Lionsgate looking probably for their first, oh wow, that was a Lionsgate film too? Wow. Alright, Andrew Garfield, Lionsgate looking to take home probably their first Oscar. Ryan Gosling and Sebastian in La La Land, another Lionsgate film. I did not know that was Lionsgate. Okay. Viggo Mortensen as Ben in Captain Fantastic as from Bleecker Street Studios. And Denzel Washington as Troy Maxson, Fences, Paramount Pictures. Well, huh. Viggo Mortensen and Ben, if you don't know what Captain Fantastic is about a guy who has, he's a father of five or six kids. I forget. But he moves them to the woods so they can learn they all live in the woods so they can learn pretty much the values of what it's not to live in a civilized, let me take that back. I mean, we're not really civilized. But in a major mainstream city to where, your life can be consumed by electronics and religion and stuff like that. So it's actually a really good movie, and Viggo Mortensen does a really great job. So it's nice to see him get some nominations and some mentions in these award seasons that are coming up here. But I got to go with... Look, I haven't seen Fences yet. I'm going to get around to watching that soon. They sent me the screener. Ooh, man, I wouldn't mind having some Denzel win because he looked like he's killing that trailer. But if I have to pick from here, oh, without a shadow of a doubt, it's Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea. And not only that, I think I want him to win, I think he is going to win. That is like my pick. He won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Male Actor, and I think he's going to take home this actor award as well, too. I mean, he just does a fantastic job. If you guys go see that movie, which is getting its wider release, somewhat of a wider release this weekend, just remember, this movie is not a feel-good movie. You're going to be walking out of there probably fucking miserable and shit like that. I mean, it's a downer like hell. I mean, you're going to walk out going like, oh, damn, that was depressing. And the film structure itself is totally different from a lot of other films you probably see, so that might throw you off a little bit too. But look at Casey Affleck and his performance in this film. He does an amazingly fantastic job in this film, especially in the scenes where he's supposed to break down and stuff. You just feel for the man altogether. Moving on here to outstanding performance by a female actor or actress in a leading role. You got Amy Adams as Louise Banks in Arrival, Paramount Pictures. Emily Blunt as Rachel, the girl on the train, Universal Pictures. I think that was the one that people were confused about, but Emily Blunt actually does do a good job in the film. Just the film itself sucks ass. Natalie Portman as Jackie Kennedy as Jackie, Fox Searchlight Pictures. Emma Stone, Mia, La La Land, Lionsgate. Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins, Florence Foster. Okay, see, Florence Foster Jenkins, Paramount Pictures. See, that's the one people should be fucking complaining about. So like Meryl Streep. She wasn't even on, this movie wasn't on nobody's fucking highlight. And as a matter of fact, neither was she. But because it's Meryl Streep, she's got to get nominated. I bet a lot of people are thinking Emma Stone's going to take this. But for me, and I think it's going to go this route too. I know people are like, hey, you playing a safe P1. Natalie Portman, Jackie Kennedy, she steals. Like, out of all these performances here, which are a lot of good ones too, Natalie Portman just owns that movie. She makes it. Amy Adams, even though she's good in it, she's not the driving force of what makes that movie good. So, you know, but Natalie Portman is. Emma Stone, I don't think that was really a challenge for Emma Stone other than the singing and dancing and stuff like that. I thought Ryan Gosling did a better job than she did, but I thought she was still good in the film. I don't really think she stood out in the movie to me, at least. Meryl Streep, well, it's just fucking Meryl Streep just got nominated. Emily Blunt, I think personally, had she been in a better fucking movie, maybe she'd be thrown in there, but I think she's like the last on this list of possibly winning that. I'm going Natalie Portman, Jackie. I would go second place, probably Emma Stone, Amy Adams third, Meryl Streep, then Emily Blunt. Where the fuck is Jessica Chastain at, by the way? And what the hell does Jake Gyllenhaal got to do to get nominated in these goddamn movies, huh? This man is putting out quality, good work. Well, I was going to say every year, but last year wasn't so good for him. But every other year. And yet, he still can't get nominated for Nocturnal. Where the hell is Nocturnal Animals on here? Nowhere. Fuck this award season. No, I'm just joking. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role. Mahershala Ali. Yeah, there you go. That sounds about right. You got Juan. He plays Juan in Moonlight Studio A24, which A24, they've been making some knockout sluggers in the past couple of years now with their films. They're stepping up as a major mainstream studio as far as getting them award seasons going. Jeff Bridges, Marcus Hamilton, Hell or High Water, CBS film. Ooh, that's a good one right there. CBS films, too. I remember when they first started. And they're like, especially 2012, whoo, they had a terrible fucking year. That was probably like one of the worst studios ever had. But then they started stepping the game up. I forgot what movie it was. I think it was Seven Psychopaths. That was one of their films. And I was like, okay, this is a really good film right here. And then, you know, they started making other films too that you didn't really know was CBS films, because they probably finally realized that their names stinked. So they was like, oh, okay, take our names off. Doing some M. Night Shyamalan shit there. Jeff Bridges, oh, ooh. Hugh Grant, St. Clair, Blayfield, Florence, okay, nope. Lucas Hedges, Patrick Chandler, and Manchester by the Sea, Amazon and Roadside Studios again. Dave Patel as Cyril Brearley, I'm fucking that name all up. Lion, the Weinstein Company, Lion. That was a film I wasn't expecting to get some recognition or anything like that, but I thought it was a damn good film, so... major props to that film for actually getting in the contention here, but I hate to break this to y'all, but it's going to Mahershala Ali. Yeah, there you go. Moonlight, come on, Moonlight's taking this. I mean, Moonlight is easily taking this right here. I mean, it's without a doubt. They won the Critics Award. They won some other awards too overseas. They're sweeping this award season. I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now. It's gonna be La La Land and Moonlight sweeping the awards this year. That's not to say like I'm crazy or I'm just mad in love with either film or anything like that, but it just seems to be going that route that there's two. And Moonlight was a film that I did not think was going to get any kind of recognition. I thought this movie was going to be overlooked, but critics came out of it and they just absolutely loved it. They said it, a lot of them say before La La Land came out, and some of them even still say it with La La Land out, that this is without a doubt the best film of the year. I'm going with Mahershala Ali. And I'm sure that he's easily going to be the one to win it. So far, I haven't really said who I want to win or who is going to win. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a supporting role. Okay, here we go. Viola Davis, Rose Maxson, and Fences, Paramount Pictures. This is where this might change up a little bit now. Naomi Harris, Paula, Moonlight, A24. Nicole Kidman, Sue Brearley, Lion, Weinstein Company, Octavia, the fuck was Octavia, Hidden Figures, what? Oh, wait, no, that did, it got a, it had like a little, I think it has like a really small limited release. It sent this out because this movie don't come out till January, and it's getting some kind of praise. I'm not going to lie, I haven't watched the movie yet. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I got invited to the fucking screener, but because they probably knew I was shit on this movie, because that trailer looked like shit. I'm sorry. It just does. It looks fucking hokey as hell. But I don't know. I think it has like 90% or something like that, so maybe it's better than what it looks like, but it just looks like it's... And Mahershala Ali is in there, too, as well. That guy's becoming a breakout star right there. But she plays Dorothy Vaughn in Hidden Figures, 20th Century Fox. Michelle Williams, Randy Chandler, Manchester by the Sea, Amazon Studios Roadside Attraction. Michelle Williams has a great scene in Manchester by the Sea. I mean, it was mainly to help elevate Casey Affleck as well, too. It really was a supporting role in that sense right there. But if I had to pick, like I said, I haven't seen Fences yet. I haven't watched it yet. But if I got to go out of this one, I'm going for my, come on, my girl Naomi Harris right here. Paul Moonlight. She gave one of the best performances of her career in this film. She just nailed it. She took Samuel Jackson's character in Jungle Fever and said, oh, is that what you would do? Let me show you what I would do. She just nailed that performance in there. But if I had to say who's going to win, though, it seems like for sure that Viola Davis is going to be sweeping this role with her role as Rose Maxson in Fences. She's going to be sweeping the awards with this Best Supporting Role here, more so than Denzel probably will be in the Best Actor in there. Hopefully he gets nominated for Best Director then, at least, or something like that, because I'd love to see Denzel obviously sitting in that crowd giving that clap like, I'm going to win all the awards up in this bitch. Which I would not have a problem with, because that man is entertaining and goddamn it, he's great to look at. We're moving on here now. Getting almost to the bottom barrels here now. Only really two more categories going, so like I said, this is going to be short. It's going to be a short nomination list to throw out here, because I'm not doing TV, because, well, we're called movie spoilers, so why would I do TV anyway? But Stunt Ensembles, Outstanding Action Performance by Stunt Ensemble in a Motion Picture. You got Captain America Civil War, Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, Doctor Strange. What did you think had the better stunt ensemble? Was it Doctor Strange or Captain America? Ooh, that's a good one right there. Hacksaw Ridge, Lionsgate. That was Lionsgate? Yeah, right, it was. Jason Bourne, Universal Pictures, and Nocturne. What? Nocturne almost getting nominated a stunt ensemble. The fuck stunt ensemble? What an insult. Focus features. God damn. All right. We all know. This is a bullshit-ass category anyway to throw this certain movie in here because we just know it's going to fucking win it. This is just a handout award for this movie now because they always throw comic book movies in there or movies that actually does have better stunts and stuff like that in a film, which is usually the comic book films. But they always throw one of those fucking movies that people just loved, whatever, but it probably was shitty when you really get down to it, just so it can get a award. That's Hacksaw Ridge. Hacksaw Ridge is going to win this award. We already fucking know it. But if I had to pick one, man, come on. I don't even think Nocturnal Animals should be in there, but that's going to be my choice. But since I don't think it should be in there, then Captain America Civil War, easily. Come on. That airport sequence, come on. Come on. Come on now. You can't even top that right there. That airport sequence was life this year. No, okay, it wasn't that damn far. And it's also given a Lifetime Achievement Award away, too. The 53rd Annual SAG Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Lily Tomlin. Congratulations to Lily Tomlin. She well deserves it. Love that woman's work here. Ooh. I see that Daredevil, Luke Cage, Walking Dead, Westworld, and Game of Thrones are going up against each other. Damn! That's some damn good shows right there. Whatever. I haven't watched Westworld yet, but I'm hearing some great things about that. I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh. Game of Thrones is going to take that, though. That's without a doubt. Game of Thrones always kind of sweep these awards, so it's really no point in that matter. But I was looking at this right here before I get into the last big category here, which is damn near. I don't know why the SAG Awards just don't call it Best Picture. They always want to say Ensemble or whatever. But nominations by a network for television programs, Netflix has 17.
17?
Damn! That's more than any other studios. HBO, ABC, FX Networks, Amazon, AMC, CBS, Masterpiece, PBS, NBC, Showtime, and USA Network. Damn! Looks like streaming and home video is about to be taken over in a bit. If only we can get movies sent there now, too, so we don't have to go to theaters anymore. That would so much save time on having to go to screeners now. Especially when there's shitty movies. All right, now, let's go ahead and get into the big category here for films. And that is, what was it again? Oh, yeah. Blanking on it for a second. Outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Well, let's just go ahead and say it's best picture. I don't know why they just do this shit here. I feel like Captain Fantastic is probably the only love it's going to get. Unless it got nominated for a Golden Globe. I don't really check that shit, to be honest. So, but I feel like this is the only awards that it may get these nominations for. Which, good for them, whatever. So, I really did think it was a really good movie here. But moving on here. Speaking of Captain Fantastic. Well, Bleecker Street Studios. Their film was nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. You got, I'm not even going to try to say these people's names. So, the hell with that. Never mind. You got Fences, which I believe has the smallest cast out of all these movies. Could be Moonlight as well, too. But Fences, Paramount Pictures here. You got, obviously, Denzel and Viola Davis leading the shoestring here, whatever. Fences, I'm not sure if that... Hidden Figure, what the... Okay. Hidden Figures, this movie just keeps throwing me off every time now. 20th Century of Fox here. This movie better be fucking good, then, okay. Taraji P. Henson, which I saw the trailer. I don't remember seeing Kristen Dunst in there. I keep seeing Kirsten Dunst. You've seen her name in there. But Taraji P. Henson's leading that off. Kevin Costner, Octavia Spencer. And I'm not sure who the other girl's name is, but she's fine as hell. So, yeah. But she has that terrible ending in the trailer. I don't really care for it either. Manchester by the Sea. Casey Affleck and Matthew Broderick. Kyle Chandler, Lucas Hedges, Michelle Williams. They're the ones leading this film off here, whatever. And the film that I think and I want to win, Moonlight. A24, Mahershala Ali. I'm going to get that brother's name right one day. Naomi Harris, Andre Holland, Jarrell Jerome, Janelle Monáe. Elisa Bonet. Oh, Trevante Rose and Ashton Sanders. Moonlight's taking this. Oh, this is going to be an easy sweep for them. Oh, I feel it. Oh, well, I haven't seen Fences yet, though. So I'm not really worried about Hidden Figures, I'm not going to lie. But Fences could be the one, but I'm going to go with Moonlight. I think this one is just getting the most buzz out of all these other films here besides Manchester by the Sea right now. Let me see. Yeah, besides Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight is the one getting the most the nods here or whatever, so especially the praise. So we'll see when that time comes, but I'm going with Moonlight here. I just want to go ahead and name off the theatrical motion pictures with multiple nominations here before I get out of here, and that's Manchester by the Sea has 4 nominations, Fences have 3, Moonlight has 3, Captain Fantastic has 2, Florence Foster Jenkins 2, Hacksaw Ridge 2, Hidden Figures 2, La La Land 2, and Lion 2 as well. So there is your SAG Award nominations of 2017. I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one. And I will see you around award season next month. I think it's, is it? Damn, I can't remember when the SAG Awards was. I'm not sure if I'm even going to be there this year, next year, to be honest. But I'll see you when the SAG Awards 2017 comes around. So later, bastards.